Is that your experience of Alan?
So that's what kept him feeling young.
Well, as an experienced meditator, as a font of literary history, we see him as a great teacher. And here in his dying day, he says, I still feel 16 emotionally. Was that your experience of him?
So? No contradiction. Yeah.
He's young all the time.
Yeah. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, we all love Alan here, and you do. And
I'm sure you do. Mm-hmm. But he's definitely a font of information and insight. And, you know, we don't have to worry about Alan. He'll take care of himself.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
Hey, while I got you here, though.
Yeah.
If you could say, this is Gary Snyder, and you're listening to KGNU 88.5 FM.
This is Gary Snyder, and you are listening to KGNM.
All right, retake.
You have to write it down if you want something.
Okay, all right, I'll write it down then. You eat your lunch, and I'll find Junior. And
okay.
Hey, well, thank you, Gary, and thanks for coming back to Boulder. I hope you keep coming back. If not, we're going to go to you and crash in Kit Kadizzy sometime.
That was an interview with Gary Snyder, and this has been KGNU's Hemispheres. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 for this public affairs radio program. And this is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM with translator K229AC in Nederland, Colorado, at 93.7 megahertz. Next up, Cabaret.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cabaret, where you'll hear a great live music performance performed right here in our studio, music studio at 4700 Walnut Street in Boulder, Colorado. Tonight's special guest is Blow the Vault. Thank you. Right here at KGN News Cabaret, a six-piece band that my friend Jim Cressman wants us to call Americana Band.
Perfect. And
let's rap, too. Why don't you listen to a couple more and then you call us?
Well, why don't we meet the band, for starters, on fiddle? I mean, you need some help here. We have Emily Lewis on fiddle.
Hello.
And on the flat-picking dynamo that you hear over there on guitars, Kevin?
I don't know who wrote that. How's it going?
We got to update our website descriptions.
You guys have a nice colorful website. I love the thing about the Prairie Billy Stompers you have on there.
Yeah, that's a little better.
That's a little bit better.
Than Americana.
Kyle Moyer on banjo. And Bill Moore on rhythm guitar. Jim Cressman's on bass. And the other guitar... You said you're from Massachusetts.
That's me, Dan Steinberg.
Dan, hey, welcome to KGNU. So how long have you guys been together?
Let's see, 5 years? 5 years almost.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I think it was about 2010 when everybody but Dan. Dan joined us a little bit later, but about 2010, I think, is when we formed.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
How'd you guys all come to be? How'd you guys all meet each other?
It was Craigslist stuff of... casual encounters. I'm just kidding about it.
I don't think Tinder existed like that long ago.
Yeah, but we just found each other off Craigslist and ended up playing some music. So
I met these guys on a porch.
It was probably your porch, wasn't it? Yes.
Summertime barbecues.
It was the front
porch. Yep.
And then early this year, late last year, you guys recorded a 5-song CD called Cause and Effect. So how's that going for you?
Oh, good. We didn't really do much promoting with that one. We recorded it, it was actually 2 summers ago, I think.
They're free.
Yeah, well, if you come to any of our shows, we hand them out.
And they're all original, so.
Yeah, you know. And they are, yeah. And it's on iTunes, and, you know, so.
So we're rolling in cash.
What was the name of the first song that you guys did? Was that off the CD, Jesse Lynn?
We played Blackberry Blossom was the first one we just played. That's just a traditional fiddle tune.
Great.
We're about to play that one, though, right?
Yeah.
We're about to play original from Mr. Kevin.
So here we have Below the Vault at KGNU's Cabaret Studios here tonight. So
this one's Jesse Lynn.
We're going to play Jesse Lynn for you tonight.
She grew up on Fast Fair Hill. Hear them boys now, they stop to see her. The men that often stare. Many hearts now, they were broken. Oh, much there no dismay. Her love now was for another man. She gave some I'm checking out now. No apologies tonight. You'll leave me with my lover in that Jealous man rode down the road, so I heard her, so I told. Took her husband's life away. Just a lay on rifle. That knife right upon his brain. Yeah, she bled him down like her tails, blowing down to the river hill. Yeah, she got him in the chills. I'm checking out now. No apologies tonight. Just leave me with my love in that ground.
here we are with Blow the Vault here on KGNU Cabaret. And
Those were two originals. Three originals.
Three, actually, yeah.
One written by Kevin and two written by...
Here's the mic, Jim.
And two written by Emily.
Yep.
That was Jesse Lynn and two fiddle tunes called Zipper and Christmas in Killarney.
Christmas in Killarney?
Christmas in Killarney, yes. It was named... I teach at Swallow Hill, and one of my students named it. He was like a six-year-old student.
Uh-huh.
I played it for them, and I said, "What do you think? What is it? What does it make you think of?" And he said, "Christmas in Killarney." And I thought, "All right, that's what I'm naming."
Wow.
So
that's pretty astute.
I know.
Amazing.
Yep.
It says on your website, before we get going, I'd like to that you've played with Kanye West and Robert Plant.
Yes. Kanye West, he did a tour. I don't know how many years ago it was, and they hired a bunch of female violinists and cellists for every city they went to, and so I got to do that a few times.
Was that before he went crazy?
Who was Kanye West? Yeah. It was a very interesting experience. Definitely a learning experience.
What do you mean by that?
We were more window dressing than actual audio, like, you know. That's kind of what I learned on that one, but
That's a compliment.
Well, you're beautiful. Yeah.
No, but it was cool. It was fun. That's probably the most people I've played for at a Kanye West concert. So,
wow.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you how many, but lots.
Did he have like a come in with a musical director and they did arrangements and things like that?
Yeah, they had a violinist that toured with him, and so she basically just ran the show with the strings, and we did rehearsals with her, and then the one rehearsal, and then there we went. So, and you really couldn't hear anything, so you kind of had to follow her because you couldn't, even though we had the in-ear monitors, you couldn't hear a lot. It was so loud, so.
Wow.
But it was fun.
And what was it like playing for Robert Plant or with Robert Plant?
That was back in Madison. Madison Symphony did this when I played with them, where he went around the country at one point and with a studio band and just did a lot of Zeppelin tunes with orchestra.
Like Kashmir?
Oh, yeah, we did Kashmir for sure. And it was really fun. It was a very, that was before, honestly, I actually knew very many Zeppelin tunes. So after that show, I went and listened.
Not like Jim that knows every one of them, huh?
Yeah, I know more now, but then I didn't know any, I don't think. That was back in college, so yeah.
Really fun. What are we going to play next?
Let's see.
We'd like to do one that Bill Monroe stole from us. Actually, one of these people wrote it here, and it's called Can't You Hear Me Calling?
Days are long,
She has a pretty voice.
Thanks, Kevin.
Sure. All right, we're going to do a Caleb
brought Dan in just a little bit later because we realized that we needed a redhead in the band. And so he's going to sing the next one.
The Redheaded Stranger?
Not that one. We'll do a Caleb Clatter tune.
Oh, great choice. In my heart.
It's called New Shoes.
All right, on. I love that guy.
One, two, one, two. And if you're going down to New Orleans, baby, won't you take me with you? Yeah, I can't stand sitting around wondering what it is that you do. It seems like the way that you talk to me ain't like the way you used to. And if things around here don't straighten out, I'm gonna buy myself some new shoes. I'm gonna walk away from your heart. I'm gonna sing my way back home. Do-do-do-do-do. Red Louisiana and Baton Rouge, Newtown, and sing the blues to you. Call me on. Find out you're not all alone and I'm blue. Then I walk on down to the five and down, buy some shoes, start looking fine today. I got my head up high and I never cry. Gonna carry on that way. I'm gonna walk away from your heart. I'm gonna sing my way.
Next tune is a tune called California.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get this life back on track. Met you when life was oh so simple. Summer days sweet without a care on my mind. You told me that you loved me, said you'd never leave. These memories are with me.
Those of you tuning in late, you're listening to Cabaret with our special guest tonight, Blow the Vault. And Kevin, looks like that's your song, California, huh?
You know, it's kind of a joint song. Emily and I were driving down from Keystone or somewhere in the mountains, and we just started pecking away at it. But that is that's all Emily and I
that's
out of our brains.
Do. This is what you do when you're stuck in traffic on I-70, which we probably all know about now, unfortunately. And we had a lot of time to kill. So.
And no beer.
And, well, you were driving.
So, do you guys like to write together then?
You know what I find is we always start songs and do about 60% of them. Too lazy to finish them. So it's nice to have a teammate to poke it along.
Right on.
Yeah,
right
they
on.
Do actually get done if we have at least two of us working on a song. So.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, we take turns writing songs around the group and keep the ones that we like and toss the ones we don't.
Yeah, it looks like you're credited for 1 in 6, Jesse Lynn, and then there's some that are at least you, both Emily, together. Like
yeah.
Cause and Effect, the title song.
Man, that's a great song.
So this is really an interesting cover for a CD that you say that you haven't promoted very well. It's a spectacular graphics package with this little girl playing a violin standing on a old truck, Chevrolet, Ford?
66.
That's
yeah. Bill knows all about that truck.
You mean the Rust Machine?
The Rust Machine? Is that your daughter?
It's my daughter and my tribe.
I'm proud of them. And the tiny violin belongs to them as well.
Very cool, very cool. How'd you guys come up with this idea?
I think we were just messing around taking photos, and that was one that kind of stood out.
Definitely the cutest.
Yes.
And the most intense. It's really that sounded cooler.
It's really eye-catching. I couldn't think of a better cover for your debut CD. So that leads us to another question I've been wondering about. How did you come up with the name Blow the Vault?
We had originally seven members of the band, and one of the members was just a wild man. He liked the 20s and gangsters and that sort of thing. So we were just dumping out a bunch of names, and that was one that stuck out of 100 that we just thought were awful. So it was the best one on the list. So, yeah, it stuck, and I think it kind of describes our group pretty well.
In what way?
Just a lot of energy, and we love vaults.
Like blowing up things?
Blowing up things.
That's pretty much it. Not a whole lot of thought behind it.
I think there's a cool name. In February, we had a group called Gone Before They Got Here. Maybe you know those people, but they live in Arvada. But anyway, so this is a big week for you guys.
Yes.
Coming up on Saturday, you guys will be playing at Swallow Hill. Can you talk about that concert coming up?
Yeah, sure. So that's part of the Swallow Hill faculty concert series, which is called Top of the Hill. And since I teach there, I got the opportunity to sign us up. Basically sign myself up for whatever I wanted to do. So if you're looking on the website, it's under Emily Rose Lewis instead of Blow the Vault. The first half of the concert's actually going to be another band of mine called the Rosemaries. And then the second half is going to be Blow the Vault. So it should be a pretty good concert, I think.
Let's talk about the Rosemaries. What can people expect to see with them?
Let's see. Well, it's all original songs that I wrote, except for one. We just started out, so we've only got about 8 songs, but it's cello, 2 violins, and 3 out of the 4 of us sing, so at times we have 3-part harmony, which is nice, and we have another musician who plays guitar and banjo, and I play guitar on like 3 songs, so this will be my guitar debut of sorts.
Right.
So hopefully it works.
She's kind of a metal shredding type. It's going to be really unique.
Yeah, you should expect a flying V, probably.
Really cool, really cool. And so you got that group, and then your webpage talks about another group called Sphere Ensemble.
The Sphere Ensemble. Yeah, that's a 13-piece string chamber group. No conductor. And it's
no train.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, woo-hoo. No, we're not an orchestra. It's chamber music, and we arrange a lot of our own. Or we write some tunes. I've actually written a couple fiddle tunes for the group, but we also play. We're classically based, so we do classical tunes. We've played things like Come Sail Away, so some Sticks, and we've done some Radiohead and Regina Spektor. I mean, we have sort of a wide range of tunes that we like, and so we arrange them for our group. It's 13 string players, and so, yeah, it's pretty cool.
So what constitutes a Blow the Vault song? I mean, what makes it yours versus somebody else's?
That's a good question.
I'll answer that.
I
think it's a mix of kind of like bluegrass and Americana, and just, I don't know, I find like all the music we play, we just have a lot of fun doing it, and I feel like the crowd enjoys it, and you know, if they're still standing up, so.
My kind of crowd.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Blow the Vault tonight on Cabaret, and they will take you into some more musical excursions.
Okay, you guys want to do a Norman Blake song?
Sure.
All right, this is a song called Church Street Blues.
Town in the low-down rain, watching my friend Charlie now is driving me insane. Down on shady Charlotte Street in the green lights of grill, I wish I was home on farm back in my feather bed. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dimes, hard times, to hell on Church Street Blues. myself a bigger friend. Read yesterday's news. I folded up page 24 and stuck it down in the shoe. Gave me a nickel or two to pull, good deed for the day. Folded up my old billfold and threw it far away. Then I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dimes, hard times to head on to street blues. Some guitar strings, old black diamond brand. String up this old modern box and go and join some band. Wish I had a string right now, pick and sing a while. Try to find some little folks and give them folks a smile. And I got myself a rocking chair and see if I could lose these thin dimes, hard times, the hell on Church Street blues.
There you go, Norman Blake, folks. All right, this next tune is called Cause Effect. It's on our platinum album on iTunes.
Another co-written song by Kevin and myself.
Lost love plus drinking plus revenge equals cause and effect.
Pretty much.
There you go.
Saw that on the internet somewhere.
Get your wife, find good time.
Way back home near the Rocky Mountains still, summer skies up at crooked lies with the fence against my will. Foot upon your chest and the dagger in my hand. Say this land's for lovers, but they're tyrants on my land. Been settled here long before you were born. This land's mine, my family's, from us it won't be torn. Say you owed more taxes with this pistol to my head. Well, you've taken all my money and left us full of dread.
Take my money, leave me no respect. Eyes wide open, define cause effect.
Gone by living on our land. Do I everything. I'll be taking you to the grave.
Take my
money, leave me no respect. Eyes wide open, define cause and effect.
Cause effect.
Yeah, this is my favorite part of the show, is when the banjo tunes up.
You know what they say about the banjo.
You never tune up, Jim.
It's never a bad thing for a banjo to tune up. I don't think you could ever really be tuned up, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Sure.
How are we doing?
Perry's room. All right, this is an original written by Mr. Bill Moore. On the drum kit over there. That's how Bill says hello.
Special place to hide from yourself and all the world. You thought you could be free.
No one knew the tell the season, no light in the sun of reason, no clock to know the time. The door closes right behind you, not secure. You never knew you had the right to flee. Pull that cover, shine the light. Wash away that night joy, so that you may see and live out your sanity.
Mm-hmm. Every move and every scarf, committing your sins in the dark, thinking you were all alone on the street for old.
Imagine now of your surprise, sun opened your shuttered eyes. Now you clearly see the stage, you tune in your private acts of rage into violence and the kindness light. I'll still cure blind. Pull that cover, shine the light. Wash away that night, away, so that you may see that living on is empty.
Ladies and gentlemen, blow the fault here on this week's edition of Cabaret. And Kyle, I sure like your banjo playing.
Really appreciate that.
It's really nice. It's really
that's the first time I've ever heard that. So
really nice. I've seen this group, but I'm sincere, you know.
Oh,
so
I appreciate that. I can tell. Thank you.
Poor Kyle.
And that was great. Anyway, we want to thank you guys for coming in. It's been a lovely 52 minutes so far of an 18 or 52. I can't add, subtract, something like that till 8 o'clock.
Let me get you a machine.
I'm going to ask you for directions. We would like to also thank George and Jake for doing the fine job of sound they do every week.
Great job, guys.
Thanks, guys.
And Emily, do you have a gig on Sunday?
Yes, we do. If you can't catch us at Swallow Hill, you can catch us at Central Bistro. We go on about 5 to 8 or so. We play 3 sets. It's nice because you can come have a drink, have some dinner, outside patio. It's a pretty nice place. So,
is that on Lincoln?
It's up on, what is it, Kyle?
It's
up,
like basically 20th and Central near the Highlands downtown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Get a nice view of
the
skyline.
Banjo player.
Oh, well. Yes.
A nice view of the banjo player. That's all that matters.
He's right next to the bar.
Kyle's
actually
gonna be
usually
rocking some
so
really nice jorts. Yes.
We put him in a plexiglass box so nobody misses anything.
I do accept tips.
tough crowd. Blow the vault here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on Cabaret. We have a few more tunes for you.
There's a light in the window, a long distance.
You never know how much I cry. Sweet Amarillo, like the wind and the willow. Damn this old cowboy for my foolish pride.
Blow the vault on KGN News Cabaret. I'm sorry. You can find him on the web, www.blowthevaultmusic.com, and on Facebook.
What are we doing?
I think we got time for one more.
Hold on, please.
This is an old J.D. Crow song.
Cool.
Tune that banjo.
Oh, it's tuned.
All right.
Tune that banjo. It's tuned.
All right, Emily. All right. Don't try to go too fast now.
Lazy.
One, two,
sun up blows his home. And I fell in love now with a girl that hoped and thought that she would be true. But she ran away down to Charlottesville and looked in that still into. So what have done to the old home place? Why now did they tear down? And why not? For a job in the town, get a cow. Well, that girl ran off now with somebody else. Yeah, the terrors took on the bed.
Tear it down, girl.
You've been listening tonight on Cabaret Blow the Vault. Woo. And that was a lot of fun. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you so much for having us.
Good night, KGNU. We're going next to Corriente.
And thank you to Dan and to that wonderful band. As he was saying, it's 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. A ver con Corriente. We'll be playing some music, and in about 15 minutes, we're going to bring on a special guest from Oregon. Edna Vasquez. Thank you.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Now Playing, Colorado's own television series airing every Saturday night at 10 p.m. on CPT Channel 12. Now Playing brings the sounds of Colorado's musicians to you and explores the creative community, beer, cuisine, stories, and arts that inspire their songs and live performances. More information can be found at nowplayinglive.org or by watching Now Playing Saturday nights at 10 p.m. on Channel 12. Now Playing is a Denver Film Company production.